Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking Jackson Heights basketball, this time on the guys' side with head coach Brett Plattner of the Cobras.
Presented every single Thursday by the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson. Also by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton and Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center.
Jackson Heights team right now, coach. You guys are on a nice little four-game winning streak after knocking off Oskaloosa earlier this week, 39-34, in a game that really was kind of a tale of two halves. For your guys' team, especially on the offensive side of the basketball. How about you just dive right into that, if you don't mind, and just tell me about what you saw on Tuesday night as the guys continued the winning streak.
Yeah, you know, on Tuesday, really, it felt like just a sluggish game from the get-go. I think it was 0-0 with still about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Both teams, you know, trying to work their offenses, work their sets, but whether it was just not enough ball movement, not enough player movement, or just shots not falling, like I said, kind of just a quiet, slow start, and we ended up taking the first quarter lead there to close it out with a nice Jace Robinson three, but then in the second quarter got in some foul trouble, which caused us to, you know, vary our rotations a little bit, and, you know, we're still figuring some things out with our rotation with a few injuries that have happened, and the lid remained on the rim in the second quarter, and they were able to build a nice lead with some good down-low play from their talented sophomore, and took that lead into half, and you know, halftime was just a story of making some adjustments, whether that was, you know, what I just mentioned regarding player movement, quicker ball movement, you know, getting into our sets a little bit quicker and playing with a little more intensity, which was helped, in my opinion, by, you know, starting off the second half and playing the most of the second half in a full court press just to try to speed up the intensity of the game, get some easy baskets. And in the end, we were able to make enough plays down the stretch and hit some free throws when it mattered and get enough stops and come out with another victory.
Tell me what you've noticed from this team as you guys, you know, through the first three games to begin the year. It was an 0-3 start, averaging 23 points a game. To the last four games, coach, you're now averaging nearly 53 points a game. What seemed to switch for you guys on the offensive side so far?
Well, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, you know, kind of a shift in our offensive philosophy. We were kind of giving the guys freedom to make different decisions and freedom of movement within our offense to start the year. And you know, when we critically analyzed ourselves after those games, we thought, you know, this could work from time to time, but I don't know if that's going to fit what's best for this team moving forward. So we kind of made a shift in our offensive philosophy and changed some things, put some people in different positions to be successful. So I think that's helped people for the most part. But then also trying to increase our pace of play. You know, the more opportunities you get on offense, the more possessions you get, the better opportunities you have to score. So making sure that when we do get stops on defense, getting the ball out quick, getting in transition, trying to create some easy baskets, but then also just playing with a higher pace of play on the offensive end. And the guys have been able to make that switch pretty successfully, and they're starting to play with some more confidence. So I think that's what drives a lot of the success as far as our scoring has been concerned moving forward.
You guys now look focused now to the Thunder Classic. It's the 11th annual Thunder Classic that you guys have played in for a consistent time period. As you guys make the shift from normal play for regular season games, whether it's league or non-league, now into a tournament feel, what are you looking forward to the most as you guys enter into this tournament?
I think the level of competition that the Thunder Classic gives us is something that I always look forward to personally as a coach. A lot of the teams that we see at the Thunder Classic, you know, have been there for a long time too and are pretty historically successful programs. So I think the kids as well as myself are really up for the challenge just to see, you know, what other schools have what out there and, you know, what's the level of play that we need to rise to in order to be successful. And, you know, we pinpoint two points within the season that we want to see the most growth from our team, and that's the Christmas break, which I think we came out of successfully in that aspect, and then now coming up here on the midseason tournament to where, you know, the style of play is going to be quicker, the pace at which we have to do things is going to have to be faster, and our guys are going to have to, you know, respond to the physicality and the intensity that those games demand, and hopefully when we come out of that tournament next week and we put some good showings on the floor, we're able to swing that into the back half of the season successfully.
At that point now where, yeah, the latter part of January into February is really that grind time for basketball. You guys are going to be taking on a Troy team that you've seen once this season. It'll be the second matchup of three guaranteed this year against the Trojans. First matchup went the way of Troy, 44-24. But this is a Trojan team that's finding their offense as well, coach. They're averaging nearly 63 points a game right now. So what are you looking forward to in this second meeting of the year against the Trojans in the opening round of the Thunder Classic?
Yeah, like you just mentioned, they're a very explosive team. They can do it in a variety of ways on offense, and they have guys that can put the ball in the hole. Athletes across the board that they can get it done on the inside with some big guys down low that are pretty physical, but they can also fill it up from the outside and get hot, and you look up at the scoreboard and they can fill it up in a variety of ways. So we're going to have to attack the defensive scout quite a bit, and you know, I really think the first time we played them, we did a fairly decent job of limiting them on the offensive end, so that's got to continue. But then all the growth that we talked about on the offensive end that we've made, we need to continue to try to make those strides to where, you know, hopefully if we limit them to around 44 points again, we can score more on the offensive end and hopefully make that a competitive and successful game.
All right, Coach. Well, again, good luck to you next week in the Thunder Classic. Good health to you as well, and we'll talk with you again next week for your coach's show.
Yep. Thanks as always, Jake.
All right, Coach Brett Platner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Once again, every single Jackson Heights basketball game is on the Cobra Channel at mscsports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Cobra Channel. Jackson Heights and Troy next Tuesday at 6:15 on the Cobra Channel as well as on 103.9 KNZA.